'Tis the Season, a Fair Trade Story by Estefy, read by Viluta. John felt the change when he put the tables and chairs out in the morning, not so much as a warmth in the air, but as an absence of bite, and he knew it meant just one thing. He sighed as he placed the last chair just so, and then went inside and flipped the sign from closed to come on in. Stepping around back into the office, he turned on his computer, then pulled up his cranky old copy of TurboTax. God damn it. 4 hours and 6 cups of coffee later, he was elbow deep in receipts and Excel line items when he lifted his head off his stiff neck and saw Rodney standing in the doorway, a cranky frown creasing his face. Ars tells me you haven't been up front once today.
Taxes, John said, voice clipped.
Oh, that, Rodney waved airily. I let my tax accountant handle mine.
Well, goody for you.
Some people had it easy.
Rodney's frown grew deeper.
You mean to say you do the cafe's taxes and your own every year?
John sighed and kicked back, rubbing his sore neck.
Don't have a lot of alternatives, Rodney.
Well, Rodney came around and did that thing, that miraculous thing with what felt like two fingers and a thumb that seemed to simultaneously reposition John's C4 vertebrae and loosen all his spinal muscles at once. John sighed gratefully and forgave Rodney for being rich and a little spoiled, considering how willing he was to spoil John himself at the drop of a hat.
Thanks.
You need a chiropractor, but speaking of ridiculously obvious solutions, what if we threw your tax returns in with mine?
All that good finger work immediately went to waste as John stiffened up resentfully.
Rodney, I can't afford to pay some tax accountant $500 to do my taxes.
No, well, but it's not like we aren't co-heading a household together, practically.
Almost.
John tilted his head back and met Rodney's blue beseeching look and felt weirdly guilty. It was true. They should maybe think of filing jointly at some point, somehow. Scary as the thought was.
Aw, buddy, you're a good guy. But my individual taxes are all mixed up with the cafe's expenses and earnings, and that's got nothing to do with buying double the cat food.
Rodney sat at the desk to face him.
All right, I admitted. This is nothing but a transparent ploy to keep you from spending the next week of your life agonizing over pointlessly convoluted bureaucracy when you could be having meaningfully convoluted sex with your, genius boy toy?
John couldn't help grinning.
Meaningfully convoluted? Boy toy?
Rodney wet his lower lip.
Your hip aside, I'm sure we could contrive to create some very interesting geometric figures.
The screen glowed mockingly at John with its spreadsheet and formula that had been burning his eyeballs for the past few hours. Beneath his right elbow was a pile of faded yellow receipts, some of which were nearly illegible. What was his pride worth next to meaningfully convoluted sex acts with his genius boy toy, who was staring at him with a slight smile on his face, as if he already knew which way John would jump? Through the open door, John heard the front door open, bringing with it the smell of the outdoors and the promise of spring.
You know what? I think I'll take you up on that.
Thanks, John said, and the papers rustled under his hand as he leaned up for a kiss. The End.